Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. This week, we continue our interview with Dr. Rick Hansen. He is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Hardwiring Happiness, The New Brain Science of Contentment, Calm, and Confidence. Welcome to the program, Rick. I'm sensing a connection between what you wrote in your book about taking in the good and this notion of absorbing, and an admonition a friend of mine gave me some years ago. She said that when somebody compliments you, rather than doing what we usually do, which is to bat it away verbally, to instead breathe it in, hold it and appreciate it and experience it for a few beats, thank the person, and then breathe it out. And I wondered, how does that advice compare to the practice you advocate?
Oh, I think many people have talked about different aspects of the learning process, because that's what we're talking about. And the question is, are we focused on doing things that are pleasant or enjoyable in the moment? That's good. I'm especially focused on growth, development, and healing. In other words, different aspects of learning, lasting change. And if you're interested in lasting change, it's clear that, first of all, we need to experience something in the first place. To use your friend's example, if a person compliments us, we're aware of the fact of the compliment, but the question is, are we experiencing anything? I think many people think of it three steps here. First, notice the good facts. Are you noticing the good facts in your life, or are you just blowing right by them? We routinely blow right by the good facts in our life because we're inattentive and habituated to them. We're used to them, and also we're distracted because of the negativity bias with all the bad news that's clamoring around us. So first, notice the good facts. Second, feel something. You know, my own journey with this, I'm intellectually fascinated by it, but it's really brought me into an embodied intimacy with moment-to-moment experiencing. Feel, let the good fact make a difference in your experience. So your friend has complimented you. Feel something. Feel happy. Feel loved. Feel cared about. Feel of value. Feel of worth. Whatever you can find. And then third step, are you taking that experience into yourself? In other words, now that you've noticed a good fact and you've helped a good fact become a good experience, are you turning that good experience into a good memory? Not so much that you remember the particulars, but in the broadest sense of memory, that you're actually changing your body, especially its nervous system. And so my own emphasis here is on the third of those. And I think that if you listen to what people say when they talk about, say, positive psychology or self-help or transformation, very often they're only focused on having good experiences, but they're not focused on turning those good experiences into something of lasting value. And the dirty little secret is that most of the good experiences we're having or that we induce in our children, employees, patients, clients, and so forth, have no change. There's no lasting value. They're wasted on the brain. And we're leaving all that money on the table. Especially as you age, the gradual accumulation of that difference between experiences that are internalized and make a little but accumulating difference inside you compared to what happens when you're having those nice experiences but you're not taking them into yourself, that difference between a genuine growth or change and no growth or change, accumulated many times a day in little moments, a dozen seconds at a time, and then accumulated across all the days of a long lifetime, that makes a big difference for where people's resting state, mood and confidence and sense of self and sense of worth is when they're north of their 50th birthday.
It sounds like being mindful would be absolutely critical in this process you're describing.
You're 100% right. And you have to be mindful to notice the good facts, notice whether you're having a good experience, and then sustain for 5, 10, 20 seconds in a row the actual experience itself. Stay with it. And to do that, boy, oh boy, you've got to be mindful. But that said, mindfulness alone is not enough because mindfulness is simply sustained present moment awareness. It's morally neutral, and there's no learning that's inherent in moment-to-moment mindfulness. In fact, someone who started meditating in 1974 and has been around the block, get a lot of different communities, and I have a regular meditation group. I teach retreats and so forth. I have profound respect for mindfulness in general and for the Buddha's teachings about it in particular. That said, I know a number of people who have a lot of mindfulness, and they're still neurotic, unhappy, and kind of hard to live with or work with. And so, much as the Buddha taught and other great teachers have taught, it's not enough to simply witness the stream of consciousness. We need to do various things to let go of and reduce what's problematic, what's unwholesome, what's harmful for ourselves and others. And we need to take conscious steps to cultivate, to develop, to grow the good, compassion, gratitude, grit, confidence, and so forth inside ourselves and others. So I think mindfulness is really wonderful, but you know, frankly, I think it's gotten overrated in some quarters. And we need to remember that there's more to healing, development, ordinary well-being and effectiveness, and spiritual practice than simply witnessing the stream of consciousness.
As people age, how do their brains change in terms of the ability to hardwire happiness?
In the brain, what's called neuroplasticity does tend to decrease over time, especially past young adulthood, in that the capacity of the nervous system to be changed by experiences decreases gradually over time. On the other hand, as people get older, partly because they've learned things along the way, they acquire various competencies, various capabilities that help them be good learners. In other words, they've learned how they learn. They're more able to kind of calm down and stay present for the class. They also have increased wisdom capabilities. They can reflect on their own mental processes better. So it's sort of like two things are happening. On the one hand, there's this slow decline in the physical hardware as we age. On the other hand, there is in general and really can be an offsetting improvement in the software as we age. So I'm never going to bet against the brain. I'm never going to bet against the human spirit, including for people that are even older than I am.
Dr. Rick Hansen, this was an amazingly informative interview, and we want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, it's an honor. I absolutely wanted to do it. I have big respect for Humboldt State and its faculty, and really appreciate the chance to be part of this. And I wish all those who are listening, I wish them the best.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week, and we hope you will be too.